T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, it wasn't pretty. Brewers get no hit. Alec Mills yesterday shuts him down for the Cubs. And the Brewers aren't going to win the division. There's still a couple of games back behind St. Louis, and the next five games are going to determine whether or not the Brewers are contenders for the postseason or pretenders. And I gave you the stat earlier. No team since 2007 has had a negative run differential and made the postseason. The Arizona Diamondbacks, the last team to do it, with negative 22. No team, by the way, has ever, since 1969, made the postseason with a run differential of more than negative 22. And the Brewers sit at negative 33 right now and continue to dig themselves a hole. Meanwhile, Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show, the On Deck Show, on our flagship station out of Milwaukee, now joining us. And, Tim, you're just watching the season fade, I guess is the best way to put it, right?
Well, for 2 days you did. But they're two games out. They're in two different playoff chases here, Bill. It's two right. games back of St. Louis for second place, game and a half back of the San Francisco Giants for the final wild card. And so 16 to play, you know, some of the numbers we're going to have to just I think those baseball fans, those Brewer fans that really are into the numbers, they've scrapped all that. They've just swept that away. And now it's all about the wins and losses. And Craig Counsell about a week ago put it right, and that is, hey, sometimes it's not going to look perfect, but we just need to win. And they need to do that. Saturday night was abysmal. That to me, mm-hmm. was the low point in a long time. That point right there. I almost took that tougher on Saturday night than I did the wild card elimination against the Nationals in D.C. last year. Almost took it as rough as the Game 7 NLCS against the Dodgers in 18. Almost took it as rough as losing to the Phillies and getting knocked out in 08. Almost took it as much as to the seventh game of the World Series in 82. Those are the only ones I think that rank above that loss that night. For whatever reason, Bill, I freaked out. I lost my mind that night. That was horrible. And what happened was Hayward hits the three-run homer. You lose that game, and at the same time, you get no hit the next day. They were not winning that game yesterday. I mean, I knew they were going to come close again by the time the season's over to getting no hit. I've been saying it all year long. This team is going to get no hit. They're going to get no hit. Darvish against them, a couple of Twins pitchers were deep into a game with a no-hitter going. At some point, someone was going to break through and do it, and they did it. But they lost both of those games with one swing of the bat on Saturday night.
The go back to the game on Saturday night where it just I agree with you. I'm sitting there watching. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. And you could see clearly Hader's face when he drops an F-bomb. And you could tell the anger and frustration. I think with everything that's gone on, I'm not going to sit here and blame the circumstances because everybody has to deal with the circumstances. It's not just the Brewers. But I think that this is a team that I agree with Craig Counsell at the beginning of the season. They were built for 162. They were not built for this short season. They were not built for the sprint. We thought maybe they were. Maybe we fooled ourselves into thinking so because of the way they play in September and the way they utilize so many different pieces along the way and manipulate the roster. But this team needed horses in the here and the now. There is no tomorrow, and there's no time to wait. And we know Christian Yelich had a foreshadowed all of this. But I think all of that frustration boiled over and might have even leaked into yesterday from what we witnessed on Saturday night. Would you agree?
Yeah, for sure. It did. And, you know, I'm way more into sequences and an approach and how do we want to work this hitter and what do you know about this hitter? Is he hot right now? Is he not right now? Is he a good lefty on lefty hitter? What is it? Where's the hole in his swing? What is he more apt to roll over on a pitch? Okay, so you go back to Saturday night. Bill, honest to God, I have a bigger problem with the 0-2 pitch to Anthony Rizzo than I do the inside fastball to Hayward.
Mm-hmm.
He missed a spot. Hayward missed a spot on Hayward. Hayward, that's when you're a left-handed hitter facing a lefty, that's where you want it. You want it a little bit low, and you want it in. It's a sweet lefty, just it's a wheelhouse, and it is pollute the baseball. He missed his spot there. However, go back to the batter before that, and that's Anthony Rizzo. The hit before that on an 0-2 pitch, you got Rizzo 0-2. What do you want to do? You're messing around with a slider. Look at Rizzo's plate coverage. We all know about this dude. This dude covers the plate. He's way up on the plate. You're not going to strike him out looking on the corner with a slider, Josh Hader. Omar Narvaez, shame on you for even making that call. That was a horrendous call. That might have been the worst pitch call. The fingers down, the worst pitch call in years in a Brewers uniform. I don't know what you were thinking there. They were trying to go low and away with a slider to Anthony Rizzo. Are you kidding me? He's going to flick it or flick it foul all night long. He'd still be up there if you feed him those pitches. They got greedy there, and they thought they were going to strike out Anthony Rizzo looking. Shame on you guys. Where the pitch should have been, right underneath his chin, just adjacent to the Adam's apple, real tight.
Mm-hmm.
That's where that fastball should have went right there. So I have a bigger problem with the Rizzo thing. See how worked up I still am over there?
Hey, I get it. I don't mind that. That's all good right there. That's why we have you on, man, is because of the passion and the flow. So, look, now, you know, Craig Counsell said you got to tear the page, you got to turn the page, whatever you want to call it. This is it. I mean, do you agree? This is these five games are going to tell you what you got. I mean, if you hold serve and you say win three and lose two, okay, win two and lose three, again, you know, whatever, you're still kind of there. But you lose four out of five, you know, short of winning four out of five or five out of five, this is kind of it for the Brewers, isn't it?
Yeah, losing streak kills you now. Now, I don't foresee a losing streak. I think they step up a little bit this five-game series, but there's 10 against the St. Louis Cardinals. And if you do win three out of five, you pick up a game, you're a game back on Thursday's off day. You're a game out of the playoffs and five head-to-head to play against the St. Louis Cardinals. I'm not saying this team is as good as the Los Angeles Dodgers. I just want a chance with 10 games remaining to get in. So we'll be at 11 after this series here. And you go from there. I mean, the losing streak, though, to long story short it, the losing streak does kill your season. If you do go on a losing streak, well, and you're on one right now, honestly. But starting today, a losing streak and you're out.
This Brewers team, the way it sits, offensively still continuing to struggle. Not a lot of signs of them just pulling out of it wholly as a team. I hate to look towards next season, but what holes do you look at and say, okay, we've had enough of a litmus test to look at this thing and say, so we need to fill some holes. There's three or four holes that specifically have to be addressed this offseason.
Yeah, well, they're going to get a reliever, and they're going to give Devin Williams and Josh Hader some help back there. You saw how strong it was and how powerful it was with David Phelps back in there. So that may have had a little bit of a situation that would have been good here down the stretch here this year, but they will get a reliever. Also, you have to start thinking about a corner infielder. And what you're going to do there, you need a guy, you need a young dude. You're probably going to have to pay for it. Here's why I think they have the money, Bill, is because I think most of us are pretty encouraged about the starting pitching. The young dudes. Josh Lindblom, right. Okay, if he wants to fight for a five-hole spot, that's fine. When you look at Woody and Burns and Hauser and Peralta and some of these young dudes, even Rasmussen, I can't discount him for being in a rotation potentially down the line either. But they're okay there. It's not mandatory that they go out and get their Max Scherzer quite yet. They don't need that. What they need now is a corner infielder with some slug that can, you know, thump a legit 30 homer to 40 home run, hit 280 to 300. They have to have that because they can supplement around that with the Keston Hiros, Christian Yelich, the whole deal. Everything looks better. The Omar Narvaez experimentation here, we're going to chalk this up to pandemic baseball because there's there's no reason that guy should be this bad. And there's a lot of them that are this bad, but corner infielder for sure.
Big big series coming up. Tim, no doubt, now you can go have a beverage, get ready for the show today, tonight, and then hopefully you got a little bit better outcomes that are going to soothe the soul. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was tough. The only thing that picked you up was a full slate of NFL football, and you got your mind off it, and forget about that stupid no-hitter. That's in the past. That's history, man. That's I don't even know who threw the no-hitter. Was it Giolito? Yeah, Giolito in Chicago. That's the Chicago no-hitter we're going to remember.
Yeah. Well, here's the other thing. The no-hitter is just like, okay, it sucks, but you can move on from a no-hitter. But like you said, that loss on Saturday night when you had a chance to win 2 out of 3 against the Cubs, that's you can kind of say, man, you know what, that one's going to stick with you a while. Hopefully they can get past it relatively quick. Tim, good stuff, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks, pal. Talk to you later. There you go. Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show, joining us for a couple of minutes, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.